The thing is, we're actually in the middle of something from last week. And just to go over the Nekudas, now this is going to take us another, it's this week, and it's going to take us over to next week also. So, there's many Nekudas here. The question was, the original question was based on the Sikha of Pashas Vayera, where the Rebbe says that Siddur Shein, we have every ability to see a Lekus, we just have to be Mekabel, right? And then also the Rebbe says about Chayesorah be Mekabel Pnei Mashiach Tzadkenu, and then you have the Sikh of Shaftim, and which is also actually the Sikh of Ayetzi, the Rebbe says almost the same thing, that the Skalus Lekus Lo'otzud Lobe is in Melech HaMashiach. So the Shaila was, number one, if we go talk about the Lekus in the whole world, we're going to see a Lekus in the whole world, the Mitzvah Akashmi. What do they mean? This is Kalos Lekus is going to be in Melech HaMashiach. Lekus is going to be everywhere. And then, but in order to understand this, we have to just understand the whole idea of seeing a Lekus. What does the Rebbe mean? Be Mekabel and you, and just be Mekabel. What does the Rebbe mean by this? This is the Lekus that we're trying to discuss. So last week, we said, there's 2 points we mentioned last week. Number one is, the Eskalos of Lekus in this world is in Chibur HaHopchim. It's like the word the Rebbe uses many times. Nimna HaNimnois, Chibur HaHopchim. These are things that the Rebbe discusses in many places, which is good. I'm just going to bring it out soon. And therefore we said, based on this, that the Eskalos of Lekus, when you have 770 going over to Yerushalayim, Keherafayim, and et cetera, and all the other things which are going to happen all in Keherafayim, and with the Nekuda, the Rebbe says it, that the world is going to be remain intact. Not that this current world as we know it is going to sort of fall apart. No, this world as we know ourselves are going to remain intact, and everything is going to remain intact. And 770 is going to be in Jerusalem. So that is Chibur HaHopchim, which is higher than anything we could imagine. So there is, in that Chibur HaHopchim, we come to realize the Lekus. And we went and explained this whole thing of seeing a Lekus. So just want to add on that point, the Chana Chassidus mentions many times, which we all know about it, that it says the union of Bli Gvul, that Yiddish Shaykh to Bli Gvul. Where do we see Yiddish Shaykh to Bli Gvul? It says B'chol Ma'idcha. Ma'idcha means Bli Gvul. Nevertheless, Chassidus explains, when we say B'chol Ma'idcha means Ma'id Shalcha, your Ma'id. That I'm a Nivra Mugbul, so I can't really attach myself to Bli Gvul. So when it says Bli Gvul, we mean your Bli Gvul, something which is above your capacity, but it's not real Bli Gvul. This is a general mahalach in the Lecheir and Chassidus, but you have in the Rebbe's Mamorim and the Rebbe's Sichas, where the Rebbe Mefeirish explains and tells us, no, Bli Gvul Amiti. There's a Sicha in, going back to the early years, in Chelek Tess, I think it's Chelek Tess, Yomid V'Lo Yisofet. The Rebbe explains how the numbers, Misbar, are going to be Lo Yomid V'Lo Yisofet. The numbers are going to be Bli Gvul. The Rebbe goes to explain it over there. So it's just there the Rebbe takes it apart. But you have it many places. The Rebbe says Bli Gvul Kipshute, that we can actually relate to Bli Gvul Kipshute. And what the Nekudas HaInyan is, what we tried to say last week was, that when you have the based on the Mahalach of the Rebbe, that the Eibush is not Shlilus HaShlila and Shlilus HaChiv, that he is Chiyuv also, therefore, and where do you see this Chiyuv? When I as a Nivrim Mugbul see that, let's say, the example we're giving of 770, the best example, the 770 going Bekeherifying to Rishalayim, and the world remain intact, that is Chibur HaHopchim Mamish. So there you come to realize, B'gashmis is a Lekus. What is this Lekus? This Lekus is built in Mitzvah's name, but it's here visibly felt and visibly appreciated, and this is the Nekuda which we went into last week. And but this whole idea of Chibur HaHopchim is something it's something the Rebbe brings up many places. Anyways, let's go then with the other Nekuda we said, where the Rebbe explains in several places that when we say La'osid Lobe, there's going to be Kulam Yedu Oisi. That means everyone, all Yidden, are going to be equal. The Rebbe says that it's only regards to Oisi, the idea of Atzmus Umhus. In the idea, when it comes to the idea of Atzmus Umhus, then all Yidden are equal. But anything other than that, all the difference that we currently know between ourselves, we're going to remain intact. In other words, we're going to be the same people as we know ourselves today. Therefore, just like today, that we are all on different levels, all these different levels are going to remain. We're going to each have our individual characteristics. Everything is going to remain. When it comes in Kudav Oisi, that's where we're going to be equal. Because that actually falls into line with the first Nekudav, which we said. The scholars as arts was in Chibur HaHopchim. The fact in reality, we're all going to see 770 there in Yerushalayim. That is something we're all going to see equally. So arts will all see equally. But anything else, anything further than that, how appreciating it, v'chulu v'chulu, and different, whatever, different hasagas, that will all remain. That means our, the nekuda in this, with the nekuda here, the almetis of Golas will remain, which is a very important nekuda, that our, we as we know ourselves are going to be the same people as us. We're not going to be something which we don't know. No, but finish as we know ourselves. Anyways, this, so this is the second nekuda we mentioned last week. Now, going back to the first nekuda. What's the first nekuda? I represented, I said, look, what's going to happen? We're going to see Gila Atzmus. How is it going to be? We're going to see Chibur HaHopchim. Mamish Chibur HaHopchim, there's something which is unimaginable. This is like the words which is given to this many times. Pile B'Kupita Machta. The needle staying, the hole of the needle, the eye of the needle staying the same size. The elephant staying the same size. And the elephant goes through the needle. That's something which is unimaginable. It's Nimnan Nem Noyes. Here we're talking about on a global scale, the whole world. Shemayim Chadoshim, Eretz Chadoshim, that 7th century is going to be Yerushalayim, and the world is going to remain intact. So this, from here we're going to see Chibur HaHopchim. From here we'll see Galus Atzmus. That's the way I put it. But to be for sake of accuracy, it's not the way it's going to work, because the fact that 770 is going to go to Yerushalayim is going to be a result of our awareness, we coming to recognize the Metzius Atzmus. Not that our recognition of Atzmus, our awareness by Atzmus, is going to come from the Aliyah of 770 Yerushalayim. It's not the way it's going to work. The way it's going to work is we are going to come to recognize Atzmus, and from that will result in 770 going to Yerushalayim. In other words, we're going to come to realize the whole idea of Chibur HaHopchim. The Rebbe's been explaining, educating us all these years. And with that, 770 will naturally go to Yerushalayim. So now, to bring out this Nekuda, how it works this way and not the other way, is that so you have just to bring, you have like in Shari Yichud Emunah, which is many times quoted, you have like this. Hiskalos Al-Kus, it says in Shari Yichud Emunah, is possible in two ways. Number one is through Tzadikim. So that explains in Mayim Rabim, the Rebbe Marash, saying, what does it mean through tzaddikim? Teira mitzvahs. They didn't do teira mitzvahs, especially at tzaddik, because teira mitzvahs, in their observance of teira mitzvahs, in their avodas Hashem, is a gilei lekus. The other gilei lekus, it says in Shari Yichud Emunah, is in oitzes of meivsim. When there's a nest, and it flows, we see in that gilei lekus. So let's ask ourselves, what is the bigger gilei lekus of these two? Just for the sake of what we're going to say further, just to put things to have one theme, to understand what we're doing over here. So where's the bigger lekus? When someone is observing Torah mitzvahs, that's gilei lekus. Or when there's a nest. So from one hand, you can say, when there's a nest, it's a gilei lekus. You see, let's say, a nest of Chibur HaHopchim, you see the light burning with the candle, the Neilus Hanukkah burning for 8 days. Okay, that's a very clear gilei lekus. When someone's doing Torah mitzvahs, you know, it has some meaning, but you can't say there's actually a definite gilei lekus over there, l'cheira, from one hand. From the other hand, the fact that the nest of Hanukkah happened was because someone was doing Torah mitzvahs, right? So it depends from which perspective you're looking from. When you talk about the fact in the world, where the greater Gilei Lekus would be with the Ness. When you're talking about the cause of the effect, who has more credit for this Gilei Lekus, where they're coming? It's coming from this Yid who did Torah Mitzvahs, went to Mesiras Nefesh. He actually brought about this Gilei Lekus in the Neiros of Hanukkah. So this is with these two angles we're going to discuss now. We're going to discuss when we get to Yemei Mashiach. Now here we're going to go into what we already discussed, and Mendel knows about it. So we're going to go over it again. So yeah, according to the Shita of the Rambam, the Yemei Mashiach. How did the Yemei Mashiach work? How did the development of Yemei Mashiach work? So let's go. Now,
we're going to Mishneh Torah?
You're going to Mishneh Torah. This is what we're going to do. We're going to now go to Mishneh Torah. I'm going to show, according to Mishneh Torah of the Rambam, we're going to try and bring out this Galus Atzmus. Take the Rambam then. Now, let's take our situation today. Our situation today is that the Goyim don't interfere in our observance of Torah mitzvahs, and in the Lashon of the Rebbe, they help Bnei Yisrael. And secondly, also we can be poil on Goyim to keep seven mitzvahs. Now, L'cheira. Now, this is important. The way we look at it, which is not incorrect, and this is the point we're going to get to. It's not totally incorrect. The way we look at it, why is it today the Goyim are more tolerant for Yidden and more helpful for Yidden than in the past. So we could say they become more civilized. The history of a tragic history of so much bloodshed and so much trouble which they've caused through all the years have brought them to the enlightenment. They should come to realize you have to have tolerance for other people, treat other people nice, etc., etc. So we can say this is it is a natural development that today people come more sensible, more enlightened, etc., etc. So in Akudu we're going now. Here we're going to now. So you could say it's an hogativis, and alpiteri you can say it's an hogativis. In other words, alpiteri, of course, everything's bashkocha protis, but the fact that something is bashkocha protis doesn't take away from the fact that it's an hogativis. So the fact that going are more tolerant to Yidden and the attitude has changed, we can definitely say it's an hogativis. So now what we're going to do, we're going to bring this number, I'm going to try to show this anhogativis, what we're talking about, the fact that goyim are more, have a different attitude to Yidden today, is anhogativis, but this is Iskalos of Atzmus. And this is what we're going to try to bring out today. In other words, not waiting for the Iskalos of Atzmus, the 770 going up to Yerushalayim, we have it currently in Golos. So how did this work according to the Rambam? So you have like this, in the Rambam work, the Rambam is that we have that... Number one, the Zayim mitzvahs of Nei Noach. What are the Zayim mitzvahs of Nei Noach? Basically, the idea that goyim should be tolerant to each other to live a normal conduct of life. That is the Zayim mitzvahs of Nei Noach. Now, the Rambam says, it's very clear in the Rambam, that who will affect the goyim to keep the Zayim mitzvahs of Nei Noach? That is going to be Yidden. Now, the Rebbe explains, in the Sicha of Noach, and also maybe, anyways, the Sicha of Noach in Chelik Tazvov, why is it that Yidden have to be the ones affecting the goy to do Zayim Mitzvah Nei Noach? L'cheira, Zayim Mitzvah Nei Noach is a normal thing, you know, just to treat each other normally. Why did there have to be a yid there, the one who's going to affect the goy to do it? The Rebbe explains that the seichel of a person, we're talking about the seichel of a person, the human seichel has an atir to gases, to chumrias, and therefore the seichel itself will always tend to lean for itself, leans towards itself, and therefore al pi seichel you cannot have yishuv olam. You cannot have a life, the world life, the conduct in the world according to yishuv olam, a normal conduct that people should live peacefully together. You can al pi seichel anushi itself, you cannot have it. The only way you can have it is through the Bnei Yisrael, which they have a Torah, which that is coming from the Eibush, which that is above seichel, and through the pull of Bnei Yisrael on the goyim, the goyim will come to live a normal worldly conduct. This is what the Rebbe's mouth in the Sikha, and that's how he explained the Shittas of Rambam. Now, this Shittas of the Rambam, we also see when it comes to Yemei Mashiach. When it comes to Yemei Mashiach, how did the Rambam explain? How did the Rambam explain is going to be the development of Yemei Mashiach? So he explains that it goes like this, that we went through this 1 or 2 weeks ago. First you have all the simonim, mitzokhanam, b'chama, being a base of Midrash, Kibbutz Nidchei Yisrael, all these money, and we have Mashiach Vaday. What do you mean? That means you have the Shleimus of Gula. Then, after that, starts the avoida of affecting the Goyim in Sheva Mitzvahs. That all starts after you have the Shleimus of Gula through Melech HaMashiach. Why? How comes that the Rambam places in Seder, and of the state of development, that the effect of the goyim comes only after Shleimus HaGula. So the reason is very poshet, because based on what we said before, that the only way goyim will ever follow the Sheva Mitzvah Nei Noach is through being affected by Yidden. The only way, this is an important point, the only way a goy, according to the Rambam, the only way a goy would ever want to hear from a yid about Sheva Mitzvah Nei Noach is when the number one, the Yid has defeated them in war, completely defeated them, built the Beis HaMikdash. The Yid has Shleimus Kiyum HaTorah Mitzvahs, has life flourishing like Yemei Shloimeh and more, wealth and etc. is flourishing, everything. The wealth, the far, the outdone the Goyim so much more, could have Shleimus Kiyum HaTorah Mitzvahs. That situation, the Goyim will see, listen, it's pays be Gashmis. Remember, the Goy, what speaks to the Goy is Gashmis. We went through this last time. A Goy's, the loch is a goy soiner, a ace of soiner leYaakov. There's no reason why a goy should want to go along with the yid. The Rambam's vision of Yemei Mashiach, what does it mean in Rambam's vision? We're talking about Poshet al Piteva, the way it works, based on the Rebbe's Mahalach, that Seich Ranushi is always leans towards itself. A goy would never want to hear from a yid about sheva mitzvahs from the noach. The only way they want to hear when the begashmis, when the goy, what speaks to the goy is gashmis. When he sees that the gashmis, the yiddish life has so much value which he does not have, yes, he'll want to hear from the yid about sheva mitzvahs from the noach. So this is why the Rambam places the effect of Yidden on Goyim after Shleimus Segula, when the Yidden are going to be fast, we're going to supersede, going to be far beyond the Goy, the Gashmis in every level. Now, here we come to another point. There's a Hadan of the Rambam, Toshin on Aleph, where the Rebbe explains that there's going to be a second Tkufa in Meisim Sheikh. We all know this. There's two Tkufas in Meisim Sheikh. There's first Tkufa al Piteva, second Tkufa is going to be on Hogen Nisis. So here the Rebbe explains, In the second kufa of Yemei Mashiach, the goy on his own will, this is the chiddush of the second kufa, the goy on his own will is going to want to go along with the yid. He's going to want to know about the Eibishter. He's going to want to keep the seven mitzvahs on his own accord. He's not going to have to be affected by the yid. This is all, the Rebbe explained this on the second kufa. In other words, the fact this bait goes on and follows the same thing what we just said before, that Goy should want to listen to a Yid, does not make sense. There has to be a reason for it. The reason is when the Yid push Megashim, it says the Goy sees every Yid that from every reason that it pays for him to go along with the Yid. The fact that Goy should want to go along with the Yid, or with Teira Mitzvahs, with the Sheva Mitzvahs, on his own accord, that belongs to Anhog and Nisus, to the second Kufa, which is not Al-Biteva. Fine. Very good. Here we have now, what is the situation in our situation today? We're now living in a situation, we're in Golas. In other words, we have not reached this situation of Gula, where we're so much beyond the Goy, that we should affect the Goy, that he should go along with us and listen to us. Nevertheless, what is happening? We're living a life where the Goy is like, as we mentioned before, it's actually tolerant for the Yid and actually helping the Yid. And actually, we can actually be Mashpia and the Goy also. So in this situation of us today, we cannot say that the reason why the Goy, according to the Rambam thinking, you cannot say the reason why the Goy is going along with the Yid is because the effect the Yid is having on the Goy, because the Yid is so much doing so much better, Begashmis, because we today, the Maisa, we're still under the Goy, and we don't have the wealth of Yomei Shleim, and Alachas Kambakamba, we don't have the wealth of Yomei Mashiach. So the only thing what is making the Goy today go along with the Yid is because of the second Kufa, which is now affecting us in Zman HaGolus. But remember, this whole idea of the second kufa only evolves after you have the first kufa, and the goy, you didn't have a completely affected the goy, then you have the second kufa evolving. That we should have in our days today, while we're still in Golas, we're not in Yemei, and we don't even have the first kufa. The goy should already be conducting himself according to the second kufa. There's only one Hagdorah to that. And what is that Hagdorah? That is what the Rebbe says, that there is an Aleph of the Eibishter, the Aleph of Shel Olam, which is Atzmus Hus. He's above Golas and above Gula. When you bring him into Golas, you take the Golas and turn it into Gula. So this is what we have over here. This is the Chibura Hopchim of Atzmus Hus in Zman HaGolas. In the Rambam's vision, this is Mamish Chibura Hopchim. We have the Goy in Zman HaGolas going along with the Yid. Now, just to explain this, we have the sikh of the Rebbe. The Rebbe explains the whole idea of kitzim, the Gedolei Yisrael all through all the years of Megala Kitzim. The Rebbe explains Megala Ket is not only they set a date. Megala Ket is there was a certain inspiration of Gula which these Gedolei Yisrael brought to the Yidden. They brought an ha'ora, an inspiration, whatever, a certain situation of Gula. They brought it into Goyla. This is what the Rebbe explained in that sikh of Shabbos Chirich Haftes Shabbos Chazon. So nowadays, what is the situation now? The Rebbe says, kolo kitzim. What does it mean, kolo kitzim? Kipshutim mamish means that anything that there is in Gula, everything that is in Gula, till the second Kufa, till Atzmusum Hus, which is above Gula, has been brought into Goyla. So that is why we have this thing that we have, the Goy can go along with it, etc., etc. Now, this, we want to come back to this point, which we said before. That, what is it? The fact that Goyim going along with the year today, the way we look at it normally is Poshet. It's a gashmistic, a tivistic development. Life has taught us, has taught them, the better you behave, the better you behave to others, the better it pays for you. Be more tolerant to others. You will benefit from that. So this is an actual development that they've come more tolerant, they've come more civilized, etc., etc. This is an actual development, which this is the way we look at it. But what is the natural development here? The natural development which is happening, this is the Nekuda. The way this is Galus Ha'atmos, that is Galus Ha'atmos, the Goy, should want to go along with the Yid, the way this is Galus Ha'atmos is happening, Dafke B'Alpi Teva, Alpi Seda Teva. So the fact that it's happening Alpi Teva is not true, it is true, but that brings out the Oymek HaNes, the Oymek HaPele, which there is, that the Hiskalus of the second Kufa, how is it happening? The Fedish Alpi Teva, not like the second Kufa would happen the way we envision it in Yom Yisrael Mashiach, it's going to happen in the Anhoge Tivis Shalamayim Teva. Here we're having the second Kufa happening in Zman HaGalus Alpi Teva. Now this is just, by the way, the thrust of the Sichas of leading up to Chof Ches Nisim, where the Rebbe is talking about the Nisim and the Flores and the Bechemes HaMifretz, where the Rebbe is actually focusing on this point, that the Teva itself is going on the fact that specifically the Rebbe is talking about Saddam, cooperated with America, we've gone through this many times. The fact that he cooperated with America, the Rebbe said, this is the Gil of Atzim Simhos. What are the Gil of Atzim Simhos? Because the fact that Goy has, which normally speaking, going through history, is such a Goy, such a state, you'd either have to crush him and defeat him completely, that he should come and cooperate, is something which is, we've gone through all of this, something which is put in all the Nisim of Vivir Mei Yisrael, does not exist, except by the Nisim of Rebbein Nisienu. In the Barak bin Gay to Yochid, here it happened on a global level. So this is an Akuda that where the Teva itself is going along, according to the Rotten of the Ebishtah, this is the Koyach of Atzim Simhos, Mechibar HaHopcha. Now, so just to add one more point on this. I hope you still have time to listen. Yeah? Because I have a long way to go. It's taking me longer than I expect. I'm sorry. So now, here it comes. This is the whole Nekuda. Once we have this point, that the Teva, that the development, the process of the Milam Teva, of the Gila Atmos, is happening Alpi Teva, the Chibur HaHopkum, the highest form, it's Mamish happening Alpi Teva. Therefore, this comes to Shaila about Mosai. The fact that we have here, the Rebbe is telling us, we have Kolo Kolo Kitzin, any Nekuda of Gula has been brought into Golas. Till we have the Kufa base. And this Kufa base is happening in a way of Koyach HaAtzmus with Chibur of Teva. And we have all of this. And if I don't realize at this point that this is a Gila of Atzmus and Hus, then there's no reason a Pisechel I should ever come to realize. Therefore, you can have the continued discussion of Atzmus Hus here in Zman HaGoyla, the Teva going according to the Kavanah of the Eibishter, and then we can remain not realizing it. I can assume it's Teva. So this is the Rebbe's, this is like the Ian of Atmosai, because there's a Pisechel, if you didn't realize till now, there's no reason why you would, there's no logical reason you should ever realize in the future. And this is what the Rebbe says. The Rebbe says, open your eyes, give attention to the situation, you'll come to realize this is a Teva which is happening, which is the Teva is actually conducting itself in Eifem Shalom Ma'ilam and Teva. So now, the Nekuda what we brought out over here is that instead of saying that the Chibur HaHopkin is going to be in Zman HaGula when 770 is going to Yerushalayim, we've actually brought out over here that the Chibur HaHopkin is happening there in Zman HaGolos. Now, based on this, we have to come to the second Nekuda. The way that 770 will go to Yerushalayim to activate this movement of 770 is going to go to Yerushalayim is going to happen through our record coming to aware about the Chibur HaHopkin of Zman HaGolos. It's going to come through us, through our awareness about the Chibur HaHopkin of Zman HaGolos. This is what will activate the Aliyah of 770 to Yerushalayim. But so if you have patience, we're still going? Okay, good, fine. So this is we just mentioned the first Nekuda. We're going over to the second Nekuda now of this year. So this is the second. The second Nekuda goes like this. We have, what are we saying over here? We're saying now there is a gilui atzmus in zman agolus, but it's al pi teva, and therefore we can assume that we can assume it's teva. And in order to us to come to realize it's atzmus, we're going to have to choose to give to open our eyes. In other words, we're going to have to choose to give attention to the situation and come to realize that this is atzmus. So we're saying there's a gilui atzmus. And nevertheless, if in order for us to come to realize this gilui atzmus, we're going to have to do our avodah of focusing on it and coming to realize. It depends on us, on our bechira to come to realize this gilui atzmus. So just to bring out this whole musig of having gilui atzmus, and nevertheless you need the bechira of the person to come to realize it, is a thing a musig which Rebbe explains in many places, and here we're going to bring it out, how the Rebbe talks about how the Rebbe talks this musig about by the neshama. The Chassidus says the koyach habchira comes from the neshama. Where the koyach habchira come from? The neshama. The etzem sheilish neshama. Koyach habchira comes from a very high source, from the sheilish neshama. That's where the koyach habchira comes from. Nevertheless, Chassidus says the neshama itself, when it's up there, does not need bchira in order to attach itself to the Elokus. Why doesn't it need bchira? Because then the Neshama sees it, of course. If the Neshama sees Ein Eid Lovade, if the Neshama sees, feels, hears Ein Eid Lovade, of course it's going to be attached itself to Ein Eid Lovade. So therefore, the Neshama itself, in the words of Chassidus, I think, the Neshama itself, the dveikus of the Neshama to Elokus, the Maila, is tivis. It's not through Pchira. You don't need Pchira. It's tivis, a tivistic attachment, natural attachment. Comes the Rebbe and says, this is in the Sikh of Chelik, you test, I think, Chelik. Rebbe explains, no, the dveikus of the neshama lamaila is through the neshama's bechira. That means, so we're talking about seeing Elokus, the neshama seeing atzmus mehus, and nevertheless, Rebbe is telling us, how did this neshama seeing atzmus mehus, how did it attach itself through its bechira? Now, the nekuda is to understand what the Rebbe is saying here, that the neshama sees Elokus, and nevertheless, it's only way, the only way it attaches itself through bechira, to actually understand it, is not important to him. The Nakuda, which we see here, that the Rebbe is telling us that the Shleimus, his galus ha'atmos in the Neshama, is through the Neshama choosing to have a shaykhus to atmos. In other words, that when this follows the same thing of Kibra Hopchim, that when the Neshama, as an individual, as a Metzis who has the ability not to recognize Atmos. When that Neshama over there recognizes Atmos and chooses to recognize Atmos, that is the detachment of the highest Madrega of attachment to through its Bechira. So here we see from this Inyan about the Neshama, we see very clearly how where the Shleimus Gila Atmos Dafka in the Shleimus Gila Atmos is not, when you imagine the way we would imagine it, it's always Gila Atmos with Abishim and God himself. Okay, of course, once the Leibishim is God himself, I can bottle. And actually, I'm fully attached because I'm bottled by Mitzis. No, here the Rebbe is telling us, no. The Gilei Atzmus is, the Shleimus Gilei Atzmus of the Neshama is dafka when the Neshama chooses. Why? It's based on the same thinking. Because Gilei Atzmus, we explained before, is Chibra Hopchim. Chibra Hopchim. There's no way a person can identify, or any Mitzis can identify with the element which is Mechaba the Hopchim. The elements of Chabim Hopchim you cannot identify. The only thing you see is the two opposites coming together, and you realize there must be something which is bringing the opposites together. There must be the Atzmus who's bringing the opposites together. So therefore, where is the greatest Gilei Atzmus is not the Atzmus who you identify with, the Atzmus who you see the effect of the Atzmus in the Chibur Hopchim. And the same thing with the Neshama. Where is the Shleimus Dveikus on Neshama to Elokus? Is when the Neshama as an individual Metzias chooses to attach itself, because that is an element of Chibra Hopkin. Why is it an element of a Chibra Hopkin? Because the Neshama is an individual Metzias, and it chooses itself in an absolute Chira, oblique vol, without any pshoras, without any room for any thought otherwise to attach itself. This is a Chibra Hopkin. One Metzias completely giving himself over to another Metzius to Elokus, that is the Chibra Hopkim, and that is Gilei Atzmus. When the Neshama is Boich, the Eibishter, with the Pchira Atzmus, that's Gilei Atzmus. This is what the Rebbe explains by the Neshama. So now, let's take this to us. This is about the Neshama. Now, this let's take it to us. You have in the Rashi Lotera, Rashi, we have this. We all know that Bereshis Mishul Lotera in the class Bereshis and Yisrael in the Kriyam Bereshis. Now, how the simple pshat of Rashi is very simple. The world was created in order that Yidden should keep Torah mitzvahs. Mishul Lotera in the class Bereshis, Mishul Yisrael. What does that mean? The world was created in order that Yidden should keep Torah mitzvahs. So it's very obvious. The Torah mitzvahs above the world, because the whole world was created for Torah mitzvahs. Come, Chassidus comes and explains us, what does it mean that Torah mitzvahs is above the world? So Chassidus explains us, just go very, very quickly, that Torah mitzvahs, the world is in the Eir HaGvul, before the Tzimtzum, there's Eir HaGvul. Torah mitzvahs, that's not in Eir HaGvul, not in Eir HaBri Gvul, it's not even in Etzem Eir. Where's Torah mitzvahs? Atzmus Mus. That's what Chassidus tells us. But nevertheless, what Chassidus tells us that Teira mitzvahs, Yisrael and Teira, I'm sorry, not Teira mitzvahs, Yisrael and Teira, mitzvahs, whatever, are in Atzmus Mus. What is the understanding of Siddur when Siddur said that? That the same thing we understood till now, but just like the way we understand, explains Atzmus generally as being Shlila Sachiv and Shlila Sashlila, something beyond us. The same thing when the Chassidus said that we, Teira and Yisrael, are in Atzmus Mus. Which means something that we currently here cannot identify with. We're talking about something in us. That is there in Atzmus Mus. But we can't identify with that. We can't identify with this. Because that would all be in the category of Shlila Zechiv and Shlila Shlila. But the Rebbe sort of tells us, which you actually have in every Maimon in the Sichas, again and again, Teira and Yisrael, the Rebbe keeps on repeating, means Teira as we know ourselves here, Lamata, Yisrael as we know ourselves here, Lamata. Which this goes along with the Rebbe's Shitta, then we say Shlilas Achiv, Shlilas Achiv means that he's Bechiv also. So we're talking about Teir and Yisrael being an Atzmus Mus. It means Teir and Yisrael that we recognize. As we recognize it. That means that we recognize ourselves. So now it's possible to understand the greatest element of Chibur HaHobchem is that we are Yid here and Teir here Lamatam. It's his Gashmi. Let's talk about ourselves. Me as a Yid should be one with Atmos. Because here I'm a Nivra Bukbul, I'm a Yesha Matthias. However much the Chibur HaHobchem of the Neshama Lamaila attaching itself to Elokus, which we discussed before, when we say that we are here Lamata, this is Atmos, Teir Yisrael Lamata, the way that Rebbe puts it, that is the greatest Chibur HaHobchem. So therefore, when we talk about, this is an Akut we're trying to get to, we're talking about the Eskalas HaAtmos and Olam Hazeh, what would it mean? The Eskalas HaAtmos means what Rashi, what the Ben Chomish Mikra understands when he learns Rashi. What does the Ben Chomish Mikra understand when he learns Rashi? B'shvil HaTeir of Yisrael means that you have to tell the world was created for Teir Mitzvahs. I have to do Teir Mitzvahs. That is Eskalas HaAtmos. That what the Ben Chomish Mikra understands in Rashi. That is Eskalas HaAtmos, because that is the greatest union of Chibur HaHobchem. When you keep doing Teir Mitzvahs, and that should be Atmos, that is the greatest element of Chibur HaHobchem. So now let's go back, and here we're sort of finishing. Now let's go back to Inyan of 770 going to Yerushalayim. Because the Shleimus Chibur HaHobchem is when me as a Yid doing my Torah, me as an Omer self, doing my Torah, that is his Galus Atmos. That is the greatest contradiction, and that is why that Shleimus is got, therefore Shleimus is Galus Atmos. So when you're talking about 770 going to Yerushalayim, of course you can talk about the Eibishter taking 770 to Yerushalayim. It's something we can, okay, the Eibishter can do it. That's no problem. But what would we be if someone would say, it's not the Eibishter is going to do it. The Eibishter is going to get someone else, get me naturally, you know, with my natural abilities I have, yeah? I'm very successful in one or two things and whatever. And this night, I'm going to do it. That would be the greatest Chibur HaHobchem. So where would be the Eskalas HaAtzmos, the Shleimus Eskalas HaAtzmos, the Eibishter should get me to do it? Or the Eibishter better said, the Eibishter should get us to do it, right? So therefore, what brings 770 to go to Yerushalayim? Not the Eibishter. Because the Eibishter, as we imagine the Eibishter, which I didn't mention it before, however we imagine the Eibishter, but however we imagine the Eibishter, it's an abstract concept. When we're talking about the Atzmus and Hus, the Rebbe is talking about the Eibishter, Atzmus and Hus as Bechiyuv in Teir Yisrael, not as something abstract. So that is Atzmus Dafke when in Bechibur HaHobchem, when he's not abstract. So therefore, the Eibishter getting taking some sense to Yerushalayim, that is an abstract, is something abstract happening. That is not Hizkalas Ha'atzmus. Hizkalas Ha'atzmus is when it happens, when we together, B'teva, make that happen. That is Hizkalas Ha'atzmus. So therefore, what is going to bring Sevesemti to go to Yerushalayim, or what is going to bring our awareness about Hizkalas Ha'atzmus, is not going to be from Sevesemti going to Yerushalayim. Our Hizkalas Ha'atzmus is going to be, Sevesemti going to Yerushalayim is going to come from the fact that we come to recognize what we explained before, how the Hizkalas Ha'atzmus is in Zman HaGolus, the great, that from our awareness of the Hizkalas Ha'atzmus in Zman HaGolus, which that is the greatest Hippur HaHopkum, that we should come to recognize that our Metzias is actually, in our Metzias, Hizkalas Ha'atzmus, that is going to affect Sevesemti going to Yerushalayim. So just to go back to the Shai, the way we said it before, what would be great if you have Tzaddikim or Eitzes or Mevesim? We said Tzaddikim, L'cheira, the two angles. What is greater, Tzaddikim, Teira Mitzis, or Eitzes or Mevesim? So the way the Rebbe puts it in many places, Nisim and Flores, what is where the greater Gerir Lekos? So the way the Rebbe puts it in many places, the if we're talking about Dira B'Tachtenim, the Pnimis Hadir is in Teira of Yisrael, and the Chetzenis Adira is in Oasis, is in the Mitzvahs of the world, which would be Oasis of Mavisim. So therefore, by us identifying with the Atmos in Zman HaGolus, that will affect the idea of 770 to Yerushalayim. How this actually works, we'll discuss it next week. Okay, I hope this was understood. Right? It's 1 second.
100%.
Let me just put it off.